Amen. Titus chapter number 3. Amen. Titus chapter number 3, if you have your place, stand with honor reading God's Word. The Bible says in verse 1, said, put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, and to be ready to every good work, to speak no evil of no man, and to be no brawlers, nor but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving diverse lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help, on this thought, the effects of the fall. The effects of the fall. As we see this and we look at the Word of God and we see how Paul's trying to minister through Titus and to Titus that he might minister to others and showing that the Lord Jesus Christ has already died. He's our blessed hope. That He's the one that has redeemed us from all iniquity. Amen. That He redeemed us from all sinfulness and things that we might do that's contrary to God. But you say, well, preacher, what difference does that make? Because as being part of the human race, sin has called judgment to come on this world. We're living in a sin-cursed world. We're living under the judgment and wrath of God because of sin. I want to say God still hates sin. Amen. He always has and He always will. He's never changed His mind about sin. He likes people. He loves me and you. He likes obedient people, those that serve Him and love Him and look unto Him. Amen. Praise God. He wants to help us, and we just got to want to let Him. Amen. So if we just turn to Him in obedience and seek His face, we begin to see things playing out. But the effects of the fall. Now, the fall started way back yonder in the garden. Amen. I got thinking on that this morning. It seems like something's always happening in the garden. The Adam and Eve was in the garden and they're doing their shenanigans and they sinned against God and they got kicked out. Cain and Abel was in the garden. They was a plant and they got in a dispute and a fight in the garden and Abel ended up getting killed. Amen. My baby brother was running his mouth in the garden. Mom took a backer stalk to him, wore him out in the garden. Amen. It just seems like there's a lot of things that happen in the garden. Amen. But that's where sin come into lives of humanity, was there in the garden. But I'm glad Jesus Christ Himself, praise God, became a way, praise God, that we could get past the things that happen in the garden. Amen. A lot of crazy things goes on in the garden. I had trouble this year in my garden, everything in the world trying to eat it. Amen. We are under a curse. I think these little gnawy devils everywhere. Amen. I'm about eight shorter now than I was a week ago. Amen. But we sure appreciate God what He's able to do. Amen. He's able to minister to us. He's able to help us. He's able to bring us through. And we can come out with a shout, not a pout. Amen. Hey, listen, ain't no use to pout and pout around today. God Almighty said, we need to be put into a mind that subject to principalities and powers and magistrates and things in this world that we got to have to try to obey and go be law-abiding citizens. Now, I know that's not a popular thing in the world in which we live. They think that we ought to just be beyond the law and be our own law. And when we get to that point, we're going to be backing up like you ain't ever seen because the Bible says that we're supposed to be in subjection to the principalities and powers that's been established over us. Amen. Praise God. That they might fall in and be in obedient subjection to God Almighty who's over them. If we get back to the basics of the Word of God, we'd realize who's really in control of this thing anyway. Amen. He said, then we'd come to a place that we'd quit speaking evil of men and other men, and we'd quit being brawlers and wanting to fight all the time, but we'd be gentle and we'd be showing a meekness to other men. Amen. He said, that's where we'd be when we get right with God. Amen. We'd be in a place, praise God, but y'all, the effects of the fall, we sometimes don't get there as quick as we ought to. Amen. But with God's help, we can. And we see what Jesus was here. When He was here, He instructed us, He taught us on some of these things. Now the Bible says in verse number 3, and this is where we want to kind of take our text from tonight. He said, "For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish." Now this is what the Bible's telling us here, because of the effects of the fall, because of the human race, and because of judgment of God. Amen. This is why we're having to go through all this. Because we were sometimes, also were sometimes foolish. Now that "we" He's talking about, Brother Bill, is me and you. Sometimes we acted up. Sometimes we do foolish things. What's foolish things? Foolish things is things that's contrary to the Word of God. Amen. Things that's contrary to this blessed Word. He said, he goes on and said that we're disobedient. Amen. In other words, when we become disobedient to God. In other words, when we know the truth, but we go the other way. Now, when we were kids, we were sometimes disobedient. Amen. On purpose. Mama would tell us, and she said, "You boys don't get into that." She ought to learn a long time ago, use reverse psychology on boys. Hey man, if you don't want them to get in the mud hole and get their Sunday clothes dirty, you say, "Go up to the boys, go out there and get in that mud hole. Just get just as nice and filthy as you can." And we say, "I ain't getting in that mud hole. I ain't getting filthy." And it was, but what we do, we go exactly the opposite. Why? Because it's disobedience. It's ingrained in us to go against the flow, to go against what God says, go against what Paul was telling Titus here. He said it's not going to be a popular teaching, especially in the last day we live, because people's wanting to fight everywhere you look. Amen? But he said if we're disobedient, he said the reason for that is disobedience. And he said because we're deceived. He said, serving diverse lusts and pleasures. Have you ever seen a world that's so caught up in pleasure? Just having a good time. They won't come to church because they can't have a good time. And I don't know about them, praise God, they ought to just get in, amen, get the praise in God, and the good times will roll. Amen. God Almighty comes in, and boy, He fills that inner man. He fills your spirit, praise God. You get the feeling good, get the feeling good from the inside out. Now, a whole lot of pressures that we have in this world, it make you feel good maybe for a moment or two on the outside. But I want to say, praise God, there's a God of heaven make you feel good on the inside. Amen. Praise God, it'll work out on you. He said, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. He said, that's how we used to be. He said, what's causing it? He said, that's the effects of the fall. That's the effects of what happened over in the garden when man became disobedient to God. We were influenced. I know you'll say, well, preacher, he was the influence of the devil. Amen. He come in, he did, he enticed Eve. He said, thou shalt not surely die, but they'll become as gods, knowing good and evil. Now, he was halfway right, but that's what the devil's been telling for centuries, his half-truths. Amen. If you want a half-truth, just ask the devil. You want the absolute truth, praise God, ask God. Amen. Ask Him what He has in His book, praise God, He'll tell you the truth. I don't want somebody to tell me a half-truth. I'd rather them tell me the truth. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we see how God plays this thing out. He said, because of how we were and the effects of the fall on mankind. Now, Jesus taught, praise God, that there was a way to come out of that, to separate ourselves from the effects of the fall. Look at John chapter number 3. John chapter number 3, verse 17. The Bible says, "For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world." John chapter 3, verse 17. "But that the world through Him might be saved." Amen? Praise God. Boy, that right there would make a cold Baptist shout. The Lord sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him, the who? The world through Him might be saved. So you know what I'm saying tonight? What God's telling me? I pray God, there's hope for this world yet. Amen. There's hope for this world yet. Amen. Where's that hope? He's going to tell you in verse 18. Now this isn't read right in my Bible. That means Jesus is speaking it. Amen. He said, He that believeth on Him is not condemned, Him being Jesus and God. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So he said, praise God, Jesus taught us here, praise the Lord, that only those who believe, praise God, will be exempt from the judgment and the condemnation that's to come. Amen. I don't want to have to stand in judgment for my sins, do you? I don't want to be condemned in an awful place called hell for my sins, do you? Amen. I ain't going to be. I'm going to bring Jesus. I'm going to plead the blood of Jesus Christ on my life every day. Because I don't know about you, but I'm like old Paul. I'm a sinner exceeding. Amen. I mess up in spite of myself. Seems like the harder a little fellow told me, he said, seems like the harder I try, preacher, the worse shape I get in. I said, amen, brother, I'm with you. I know it's hard, praise God. It's hard to live right, do right, act right, talk right, and praise God. It's even hard to pray right sometimes. Amen. Because this old flesh is cantankerous. He said, since it's disobedient. Amen. It does foolish things. It says foolish things. It acts up. Amen. We got to control it through the Lord Jesus Christ. But we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. But he says, because there is no judgment, there's no condemnation in him. Before salvation, praise God, we were natural children. Natural children of wrath. Amen. Praise God. And he says, even as others were. Amen. We were children of wrath. Praise God. We were caught up in that wrath of God. Because we were going in the wrong direction. Amen. Children of wrath, even as others. And what he was talking about. Now listen, don't you get heady and high-minded on me. Praise God. We're all sinners. We're all messed up. What even as others, he's talking about the rest of humanity. All these other folks around here that we look down our nose at sometimes. Amen. Say, boy, look how sorry no account they are. And just by the grace of God, you ain't worse. Amen. Hold me. But because of God. See, we were born children of wrath in this world. Amen. Praise God. Because of sin, we were born in this world as natural birth as children of wrath. Later in our life, praise God, God gives children through His grace and His mercy. He gives us a choice of whether we stay that way or not. Thank God for grace. Thank God for mercy. God Almighty, we were born as children of nature, children of wrath, but God Almighty gives us a choice. He gave me a choice on a Wednesday night, 1976. He said, son, you don't have to stay under the judgment of my wrath and go in condemnation, but you come out of there, praise God. No wonder when I come out of there, Brother Bill, I was walking about that high, praise God, because that whole load of wrath, that whole load of condemnation had been taken off of me. Now, do I deserve it? Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I deserved everything God had for me as far as wrath and condemnation. But thank God for the mercy that He showed me. Amen. Praise God. But you say, how? Because I responded to the call of God. You know what a lot of people's doing today? They're not responding to the call of God. God's a calling them. God's a wooing them. God's a talking to them. God through the Holy Spirit is drawing them and pleading with them to get saved, to choose Him, praise God. And they're not. It breaks my heart for them. Why won't you just choose Jesus? He'll save you, praise. You know what the problem is? Because of he's telling Titus here in chapter 3, verse 3. He said, because of our old flesh, because we got caught up in our sinfulness, our foolishness, our disobedience, our deception. He said, we won't choose to choose God that's chose us already. Amen. Amen. You say, how did He choose? When did He choose us? Before the foundation of the world. Amen. But you believe? I believe before God ever created this little speck of dust called earth, praise God, He said, you know what? We're going to create that, and I'm going to make a man out of the dust of earth, and I'm going to put him there to rule over that thing. And He said, they're going to sin against me. And Jesus said, praise God, I'll go. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm talking about the effect of the fall, praise God. It caused the Savior to step out from the presence of the Father and said, Father, I'll go. Amen. He loved us, praise God, before we ever thought about loving Him. Ere I knew Him, He loved me. Praise His holy name. So we see that we're born into this wrath of this world, and later on in our life, we get an opportunity to choose whether we stay in the wrath and the condemnation or whether we move out of that. Amen. I don't know about you. I'm like at that old sitcom, George Jefferson, praise God. I think I'm going to move on up. Amen. Move on up just a little closer to the top, a little closer to God. And praise God, we choose me. Praise God, it touches my heart. Praise God, I'm just going to reach up and try to get a hold of his hand, hold on for dear life, praise God, and just let him lift me up out of this mess. Amen. Glory to God. I think it's better farther on. Amen. But we can see how this mess drags us down. It bogs us down if we ain't careful. But God, in his marvelous grace and his mercy, he looks down upon us. And though he sees us as we are, I said he sees us as we are in our sin and our iniquity, our transgressions, but yet he loves us and he extends a hand to us. Not just any hand, but he extends down that right hand of power from on high. Praise God, he gets a hold of us. I said he gets a hold of us. Praise God, he won't let go. And he pulls and he tugs and he pulls and he tugs and he drags us out of our sinfulness. He drags us out of our sluthfulness. He drags us out of our mindset, praise God, a disobedience. And he brings us to a place where he can look at us in the eye between beak and bill through the Holy Ghost of God and say, son, I love you. Daughter, I love you. I've come to rescue and redeem you, praise God, from the world. Amen. On the block, auction block, going once, going twice, amen, going to be sold into hell. And Jesus Christ himself stepped out of portals of glory, and he said, I'll pay that price. Amen. Praise God, paid the whole thing. Amen. My account says it's marked for that red, indelible blood the Lord Jesus Christ paid in full. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Nothing's owing. Hey, when it says paid in full, that means nothing left owing. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying I can't be good enough. You can't be good enough. But he said, because of the kindness of God, because of the love of God. Verse number 4, he says, but after that the kindness and love of God, our Savior toward man appeared. Amen. That appeared means it means to be made visible. Amen. Where men, women, little boys and girls, praise God, can see the grace and the mercy of God. He said, not by works of righteousness, which we have done. We can't do nothing good enough to earn heaven. I told you before, I could take a piece of paper and write all over the front and all over the back, Brother Bobby, all the things that you could do. And if you do all these things, complete all these things, boy, you're just going to fly off here into heaven one day. But they'd be lining up at the door to get them. Amen. To try to get through their good works, try to work good enough to get there. Amen. But praise God, the Bible says that what we have to do is just trust in Lord Jesus Christ with our heart, our mind, our body, our soul, and our strength. Every fiber in us, amen, just believing that there is a God and that he's real. And he sent his only begotten Son. And whosoever would believe on him and not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm talking about not having life, but having everlasting life. Life that never ends, praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm up for that, ain't you? Amen. Hey, I don't want to be part of this old dying crowd. Hey, man, there's enough of that around anyway. I want to be part of a crowd that's going to live. Going to live with Jesus, praise God. It's not by works of righteousness we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. By the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. See, there's something the Lord put down in my heart. Amen, Brother Junior, I can't do what I used to do. Amen. God won't let me. He brings Holy Ghost conviction on my heart. Amen, I have to stop in my on the way and say, Lord God, forgive me. Help me not to go that way, Lord. Turn me around. And I bow face. Amen, that's what true repentance is. Turn around and go another way. Praise God. He said, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. How did we get that? The mercy and grace of God. It was bestowed upon you and I through Jesus Christ our Savior. Mercy and grace come down from heaven. Amen. Come to a little town called Bethlehem. Amen. Born of a virgin, praise God, in a stall. You say, well, preacher, I don't know about all that. Praise God, you ought to read your Bible. Amen. Don't doubt what God says. Amen. God Almighty said he was conceived of a virgin and the Spirit of God moved upon him. Praise God, that's God's little old young'un. Amen. Yeah, glory. That Hallelujah. You say, preacher, it ain't Christmas time, right? Glory, hallelujah. It ought to be Christmas day every day. Amen. When we praise God Almighty for sending His only begotten Son to an old sin-sick, hell-deserving place called earth to an old hell-deserving people. But praise God, He sent His only begotten Son to live and bleed and die for your sins and mine. Amen. Praise God. To take care of the effects of the fall. The effects of the fall. So He offers us, what does He offer for me? He offers us eternal life. Now, eternal life versus eternal wrath. I don't know about you, I don't want the eternal wrath of God on me. Now, you may sign up for that. Folks may, they're signing up every day. Why would I not choose the Lord Jesus Christ? They're signing up for the eternal wrath of God to abide on them. Say, preacher, you got scripture for it? Yeah, go back to John chapter 3. John chapter 3 and verse 35, they said, the Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into His hand. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Amen? So we got an option, eternal life, or the eternal wrath of God. It said it abideth on him. The eternal wrath of God abides on those that reject God. Those that reject the Lord Jesus Christ and that free pardon of sin. I tell you what, young, listen to me. We read that verse, if we can understand it with our intellect, it ought to break our hearts to realize if any of our family, our loved ones die and go to hell, that the wrath of God is going to settle and abide on them forever. You say, well, preacher, I just don't believe God do that. Well, then you're calling God a liar. God does not lie. Amen. It ought to stir our hearts, praise God, to whatever, go into Howie's head, compel them to come in, whatever it takes to get them in. Amen. I tell you what it'd take to get them in. It'd take God's people being full of the Holy Ghost of God, loving each other, loving the Lord and His Word, praise God, so much that they'll get caught up in it. Amen. They get caught up in it, they'll get caught up with us when we go. If not, they're going to abide in this old world. They're going to die and go to hell. And the wrath of God is going to abide with them forever. God never intended it to be that way. That's the effects of the fall. That's what happened because of man's disobedience. Amen. From the time we were born, little bitty babies. Do you realize today that we were born? Now listen to me. We were born with an expiration date. I was thinking about the other day, we was getting ready to have the little thing out here, like I said, and Teresa was going out through the stuff out there in the refrigerator, and we hadn't been there a while, so she was going through everything looking at the expiration date to make sure, hey, wasn't nothing out there if we eat it would kill us. Amen? So she was looking for the expiration. I realize sometimes you can run that stuff past that expiration date. That's just a suggestion. Amen? That's just a suggestion. It's still good as long as it's sealed, praise God. It'll last. And if it's been in the refrigerator, amen, it buys a lot of time if it's in there where it's kept cool. Amen. Treat my wife, don't think so. But man was born, we were born with an expiration date. You say, well, preacher, I don't know about all that. Look at Romans chapter number 5. Romans chapter number 5, verse number 12. He said, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passes upon all men, for they have all sinned. So sin was what brought in, praise God. It brought into this expiration date. It brought us into a place, praise God, till one day we will expire. Hello? Because sin brought death into this world. Amen. Praise God. Preserved, but we can be preserved for the Lord. Now, I got to think about that this morning. You know, you take a little baby when it's in its mama's womb, and boy, that little baby's safe and content. You know, it's just good to go. Have you ever wondered why when a little baby comes out in the world and air hits it, most time they don't even have to spank them, they just automatically go to crying. Amen. Because, you know why? Because they're brought into an old sin-sick, sin-cursed world. Amen. They're leaving that warmth, that security, that safe place where they've been for 9 months. And they're brought in this world. Brought in. Elements are upon them. So they was in there where the elements didn't affect them. Now, sometimes I know we lose babies in the womb things. It happens a lot, quite often, but on the normal pregnancy, praise God, they come from a safe place, a place where they're kind of secure and preserved. And they come out into a world, praise God, where they're open to all the elements. And then the elements begin to affect them. Amen? It's kind of like that stuff in the refrigerator. Amen? When it's brand new and that seal's never been broken, it isn't exposed to the elements and it's preserved. But once we come into this old world, Brother Bill, then we're exposed to all the elements. That's where the rubber really hits the road. That's where we have to really start doing business and being vigilant about where we're at. Amen? So when it come out in the elements, and the elements begin to come upon us, they begin to accelerate this thing. Like we've been through a lot of things. We've seen people that's had cancer and, went through that travail of cancer and it's took them out of here. We've seen people go out like my daddy with heart disease and he travailed and all that and it took him out of here. And we've seen people in the last year, in the United States, they've been over 600,000, they say, that's went out of here with COVID. I want to say praise God. Listen, that's all part of it. He said that we come into this world with an expiration day. We're not any of us going to live forever. One day in a little while, we're going on out of here. Amen. Now, I'm not saying this not to be negative, praise God. I'm trying to give you some hope. Amen. What are you saying? That this isn't the only hope we have. Our hope is in the Lord. Amen. Our hope is in that place that He's going to prepare for us because He said He did. Amen. I'm looking forward to my new home. Amen. Praise God. I'm looking forward to my new body. I've just about wore this and slap out. Amen. If I knew I was going to live this long, I'd have took a little better care of myself. We all would have. But the effects of the fall is on us. Amen. And we see things taking place. And we see the COVID. We see the cancer. We see the heart disease. We see everything that's taking us out of here. But I want to say, do you realize that every time somebody dies, even if they went out of here at COVID, it does not increase death at one, not one bit. Every war, Brother Bill, that we've ever fought, it doesn't increase death one bit. Have you ever thought about that? You say, well, preacher, it is. In World War such and such, it was 500,000 men lost their lives. Amen. But the Bible says, let me read you a verse. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter number 10, Hebrews chapter number 10, in verse number 27, well, he says verse 26, he said, for then must we have all suffered since the foundation of the world, but not now once at the end of the world hath he appeared who put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. He said, as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. So the Bible says that we all have an appointment with death. Amen. And just because they die in COVID, just because they die in World War II, World War I, Vietnam, Korea, it doesn't change death not one bit, praise God. Every person has a promise, amen, that we're going to go out of here some way or another. Amen. We get to fretting over it, worried about it, but God knows all about it. We have an appointment. Now, it said years ago, and I don't know what the statistics are today. Several years ago, they said there was 7,500 people in America die today. I'd say with the gun violence and the drug violence and the cartels and everything, it's probably way bigger than that. I think sometimes in Chicago, a place like that, they have that about every weekend. Amen. But even that, it doesn't change the statistic. That death one day, praise God, there's an appointment, there's a time, there's a place that we're going to go out of here. We've all got appointments. It's appointed, man, once to die and after this judgment. Amen. That's the effect of the fall. That's what took place, praise God. And the Bible says once we die, once we go out of here, that we're going to stand in judgment. We're going to stand at the judgment seat of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5. 2 Corinthians chapter number 5, verse number 10. It says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. You think you're going to get out of that? You ain't if you're a child of God. Now, if you might get out of that, but you're going to stand at the great white throne judgment and you're going to be cast off into hell. Amen. I'd rather take my chances with Jesus because He is my mediator between me and the Father. Amen. That's why we need to get close to Him as we can. Praise the Lord. Even so, the more. He said, for we must all appear before judgment seat of Christ that everyone may receive the things done in His body according to that He hath done, whether it be good or bad. You say, preacher, what kind of judgment? We're going to have to go to the judgment seat of Christ, praise God, to receive rewards or not receive rewards. Rewards. Amen? See if God's got something for us or He doesn't. Amen? Praise God. We have to give an account for ourselves so that we can receive those rewards. Do you have a reward for me? Praise God. I hope He has something. Because I'd like to be able to give it back to Him for all that He's done for me. Amen. There'll be no crowns, praise God, I'll place upon my head. Praise God, I'll cast it back at the Lord Jesus' feet because if it wasn't for Him, I'm not worthy of any praise. I'm not worthy of any reward. I'm not worthy of a name, praise God, this side of eternity. The only name I'm worthy of is Jesus Christ, my Savior, because He made me worthy through the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Praise God. Because of that, we're spared that eternal judgment. Amen. Because the judgment seat of Christ, we don't have to stand in that eternal judgment before God. And it's all because the effects of the fall are upon us. We know what they are. I've read and you're hearing what Paul told Titus about it. But it's all because the blessed hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ, that we have any hope at all. Jesus Christ in His proclamation in John chapter number 8, and I'm done. John chapter number 8 and verse number 51. Now listen to this. You need to mark this verse in your Bible, highlight it, underline it, make a note of it somewhere so you can come back to it, because this verse right here will give you enough promise to get you shouting praise God all the way to the end of the way. Amen. The effects of the fall, I've showed you tonight everything that it has, what it causes. But I want to give you the blessed hope that Jesus Christ gives us in the proclamation that He makes in John chapter 8 and verse 51. Jesus says this. He says, verily, verily, or truly, truly. Amen. Of a truth. He said, I'm telling you a fact. You need to pay attention. I'm telling you a fact. He says it twice. Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, amen. In other words, if we believe on Lord Jesus Christ, we keep the commands of God, we believe that God Almighty is the only God, and that Jesus Christ is His Son, and He lived, praise God, He was born of a virgin, lived a perfect sinless life, died as a perfect sinless Savior, shed His blood on Calvary as a perfect sacrifice, praise God, raised up, praise God, on the third day, victorious over death and the grave, praise God, to live again, forevermore. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's our hope. He said, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Amen. Think about that a minute. He shall never. I got a hold of that Brother Bill the other night and I about had me a spell. I thought they were going to have to call somebody to come get me. I thought I'd just going to outdo myself. Praise God, what a Savior we have. He said, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see hell. And you know what he's saying, Brother Kevin? He's saying that death, when it comes, he said, it's appointed every man wants to die, and after this, a judgment. He said, death, we've got an appointment with death. There's an expiration date on every one of us. But he said, when it comes time for your expiration date, when your number's pulled, praise God, he said, that when death comes, he said, it'll come so fast. He said, it'll come so fleeting, so quick, praise God, in a blink. In a moment, and I praise the Lord, you'll be from here to yonder. Amen. Brother Junior, he said it'll happen. He said, if you're a child of God and you believe and trust Him, say it'll happen so fast you won't see it. Amen. Glory. I think I'll just stay with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm just going to stay with the Lord. You say, preacher, we might have to go through a lot of sickness, a lot of heartache. We'll forget it. Praise you, we might have to. Hey, it's everywhere. Amen? It's because of that effects of the fall that we go through all this. He said, praise God. The Lord says, listen to me, youngins. He said, just stay with me, walk with me, listen to me. Keep my commandments, walk with me, praise God, according to my perfect will. And said, when it's time for you to go out of here, I said, I'll take you out of here so quick, you won't even see it. You won't see death. Amen. You get over to heaven. Mr. Joyce, they'll say, what did death look like? You'll say, oh, glorious, I don't know. I didn't see it. Amen. Praise God, I was just there saying, Lord, please help me, Lord. Oh, God, you know my need, Lord. Lord, I'm putting my family, I'm looking at you, Lord. I'm looking for you, Lord. Oh, Lord, come help me, Jesus. Praise God, next I know, there was a hand snatching me out of there. Praise God, here I am, glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. Amen. Hey, you jump in there, some of our family, praise God, just been there for a little while themselves, and they'll start jumping, shout, praise God. Say, I'm with you, man. I didn't know what happened either. Amen. Didn't see it. Amen. The effects of the fall have been pretty hard on us human beings. But Jesus says, praise God, if you'll just stay with me. It's amazing here in this one verse. He gave them all that they needed to know. Amen. He said, if a man keep my saying, and shall he shall never see death. Told a rich man come to him and said, Lord, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Amen. And he said, he told him, he said, well, you just got you keep the man. He said, oh, I kept all those, you know, from he said, all of them from my youth and up. Amen. Praise God. He said, yeah. He said, yeah, but he said, love me and listen to me. Follow me. He said, you won't see death. You'll be an inheritor of eternal life. He said, you'll go out of here sufficed that you won't see it. I never thought of death like that. Have you? Well, I tell you, a time or two, I've got out over on the edge and everything was getting dark and fuzzy. Amen. And I just start talking to Jesus. And I thought to myself, well, one time I thought, well, pray God, if this is dying, there ain't nothing to it. I mean, just go like you go to sleep and, you know, just ease on out of here. And he's right. I didn't see it. Amen. There wasn't nothing to see. Just like a veil. Whew. And on the other side, I can imagine what it'd be like when that veil's removed. Amen. Then I'll be seeing clearly then. Amen. Though I look through a glass darkly, then face to face. Amen. When my eyes see again, I'll be beholding my Savior. What about you? Amen. The elements of this old world, the elements of the fall, praise God, they besiege us and they get a hold of us and they shake us sometimes to the very fiber of our being. And we wonder, you know, why don't we just give up? Why don't you quit? Praise God. I tell you why we don't quit. Because we don't want to see death. We want to see life, praise God. And that's in Jesus Christ our Savior. Life and life in abundance because of His glory. Eternal life versus eternal judgment. I don't know about you, but I'll take the life in Jesus Christ my Savior. Bless His holy name.